Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Broadcasting live from Sedona, Arizona. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the video. We got a new video on the right on the homepage, so click on that and see how we did that. That's a good lesson for you too, folks. Video is very powerful, and you know, I've been talking about it for a long time. Finally practiced what I preached, right? And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Alan Mates is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Robinson and Mates, and he's one of the top guys in our Brain Trust when it comes to putting your best foot forward in the marketplace, finding customers, connecting with them, and keeping them. Alan, thanks again for hanging out with us. You're talking to us about some of the things you're seeing out there in the marketplace, some of the ways. Customer expectations, Alan, to me, If I were, you know, out there on Main Street, I mean, I do this every day in my business. You're doing it too. But more than ever before, we all have to wake up and say, what are my customer expectations today? And not presume that they're the same as they were yesterday. What do you think, Alan?
I think that's true, Jim. And one of the things that we try to do is we talk to our clients about understanding their customers and their customer expectations, is to make sure that they understand that customers can't always articulate exactly what their expectations are. I mean, if you think to, you know, the first iPod, I doubt a customer was sitting there having the expectation of, gee, I wish I could have 10,000 songs in my pocket.
Right.
Yet the insight that some companies are able to get by understanding how to go beyond research and really not just look at the same information everybody else does, but look at it differently to be able to understand both what your customer says and what they may think or how they may live, and to develop product, services, and marketing activities around that and look at what that does to their expectations.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying their expectations are being influenced by other factors, and I completely agree. Of course, nothing more than technology, right? Nothing more than internet. Nothing more than the capability they have now on their mobile phones, on their smartphones, right?
That's right. I mean, their expectations, there's still those basic expectations that, you know, any customer expects when they're going through a tendering of a purchase. I mean, those are just the basics. And we have to assume that most people that are staying in business have some of those basics or most of those basics down right. It's being able to go above and beyond that and understand what the customer may not be showing you at that moment, at that point of sale, at that, you know, instance, but what other forms of service or product delivery can influence that purchase and their next purchase to build on loyalty. And customer insight and knowing your customer really helps drive that connection between marketer and customer.
Talk to us about that word loyalty you just used. Tell us about what that looks like these days.
Well, that's a great question because loyalty is getting harder and harder really to attain. And in some ways, it's getting harder to measure because customer loyalty is, you know, can be looked at several different ways. One way is what we call it share of requirements, and what we mean by that is if you have somebody that is in a product category, let's just say cookies, and they buy the same brand 9 out of 10 times, their share of requirements are 90%. So that would be a high brand loyal person.
Right.
However, with the amount of information available in most product categories, it's not all, and the competition out there and the splintering of communication and media vehicles that are available to anybody at any time, we're seeing customers go outside of those typical share requirements for a loyal user and try different things at different times because so much more is available to them. And we're seeing more risk taken by customers to try new and different things away from their typical loyal, you know, cookies in this case, or product.
Right.
And loyalty has an expense. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I said loyalty has an expense, and what's important to understand is, it's usually a lot cheaper to keep a current customer than it is to go out and get a new one. So don't be afraid to spend money on your current customers to continue to deepen and build that relationship, not just on the purchase-by-purchase basis, but also
That's
on that value-added and emotional basis.
That may be the most important marketing thing anybody's ever said to a small business, Alan, because if a customer does business with us and then comes back, obviously you want them to come back, you're going to try to make them come back, get them to come back, but if they do come back, that says something to you folks, and that customer is worth an investment. And that means that they have told you, when they come back the second time, they have told you that there's a pretty darn good chance that they fit your profile. And finding out what your profile customer is the most important thing from a sales-generating, profit-generating standpoint that you can have, is knowing what kind of a person, what kind of customer likes what you have and is willing to pay the price that you need to charge in order to stay in business. And so, as Alan said, you find when they do that, when you find out and you can determine who those people are, you've got to love them up. At maybe even to some degree at the expense of new customers. You got to keep getting new customers, but you got to hang on to those folks who are your profile customers. Quick break, right back with Alan Mates after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.